from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey with Extremely Local News. And Seamus, good morning. Let's start with some good Southside music news.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, good news for the Greater Grand Crossing neighborhood on the south side. There is a blues bar down there that's reopening tonight, and tomorrow they're going to have shows. It's called Lee's Unleaded Blues, and it was a really popular spot in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. Opened from 83 to closed in 2015, and it's really sat quiet ever since. There's not a ton of great blues spots on the south side, but this one was definitely one of them. It's had its share of stars through the years, and it was sold to a gentleman by the name of Warren Berger, who got a little bit of city support in getting it back on its feet. So not much of it is going to be look the same if anyone had ever gone there years ago, but Warren Berger did keep the old Lee's Unleaded Blues sign out front, and he's renovated the inside, and he's going to have John Primer play tonight. John was Muddy Waters, one of his guitarists, and was on the stage with the Rolling Stones when they all played with Muddy at the Checkerboard Lounge long ago. So
yeah,
a little bit of Chicago royalty will be gracing the stage and getting Lee's Unleaded Blues back on its feet.
And on the north side, all the talk is about Café Selle Marie, 40 years in business.
Right, yes. One place opens and one place closes. Café Selle Marie will have its last day. The bakery, pastry shop, and cafe closing tomorrow. This is at 4729 North Lincoln Avenue, right on the Giddings Plaza Square. And just sort of, it had a kind of a European feel to it because you could spill out into the plaza with your coffee and your scone, and just a really great neighborhood spot that really was one of the, you know, the original Lincoln Square places, as it's gotten much more public and family friendly in that neighborhood. So it's closing. The owner, Brigitte Kobayashi, has been doing this for a long time. She said it's about time to hang it up and retire. It's going to turn into a place called Willow Cafe and Bistro. It's too great of a spot to stay vacant. So the guy that runs the Lincoln Square tap room just down the street in the old Hooten Bar, he's going to be reopening it. But if you want to go to Selle Marie, you got to get there by tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. My old neighborhood, Albany Park, in recent years has become quite a spot for Asian food. And there's a Japanese restaurant there now that has become very popular with baseball players as well, right?
Exactly. We love Block Club to kind of shine a spotlight on kind of some secret places that that have been there for a while, but you don't realize the history inside them. And this place is called Chicago Galbi, 3752 West Lawrence Avenue. And the list of Japanese baseball stars who have come through there when they're in town is amazing. Every single name you can think of, starting, let's start with the with Ichiro mm-hmm. Suzuki. He went there six nights in a row once when they played the Cubs and the Sox in back-to-back series.
Wow.
And he sort of helped spread the word to other players. Shohei Ohtani was there earlier this year. Shota Yamanga celebrated his opening day victory with Seiya Suzuki there. So it's sort of a word of mouth that spread. The Japanese basketball visiting media started going to this place in the 90s when they were covering the Bulls, and spread the word to the baseball media, so whenever those guys are in town. But they're just the owner, Iso Tezuka, and his wife Chio. They've actually been running this place for 34 years. Very unassuming mom and pop spot, but it has a wall of fame and more baseballs than you can imagine, because everyone likes to bring in a ball and have it signed and take a picture with the owner. So if you're looking for Shohei next time he's in town, you might want to check out Chicago Galbi in Albany Park, because he's there eating the Kobe beef and Wagyu.
And that's a great story, too, about the couple, Japanese immigrants. They had a dream, and they found their spot in an area that wasn't, they could afford Albany Park at that time. So got to check that out. And it's 3752 West Lawrence. Seamus Toomey, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bob.